Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, James Marsters is our guest tonight. He's Spike. What the hell was that? From Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Boo.
I told Drew I was... Drew and I are both tired tonight for different reasons. Drew's tired because he's been working, and he's been up for a long time. I'm tired because I woke up from a nap 40 minutes ago, and I'm a little disoriented.
And I'm pissed.
And Drew's pissed. Oh, are you jealous of my napping schedule?
I'd say it's a full-blown envy.
Let me tell everyone something. I used to apologize for my napping until I literally became a millionaire. Literally. Literally. I did.
Whatever.
You know, when you're poor, you have to apologize for napping. You see, you know, people call you at 4 in the afternoon. Were you taking a nap? Oh, no. I mean, yeah, but I was pulled it all night. I mean, I was working a triple shift, a graveyard and swing shift, and Phil couldn't make it in, so I had to pull his shift. And but when you're literally a millionaire... Literally, like myself, now I nap all goddamn day and laugh like a hyena. I answer the door in my bathrobe at 4 in the afternoon.
How dare you?
That's what I say, because people think, well, he must be some kind of genius if he can nap.
You should be an actor, just it's part and parcel of the whole
thing. I should.
You sleep till too, yeah.
Do you nap, James?
Yes, I have. Ever since I moved down to Los Angeles, I was a theater actor, but I've embraced sloth and ignorance, and I'm a happy man now.
Good.
It doesn't bother me.
Well, ignorance was something I had a long time ago. I mean, that's something I always embraced, but the sloth part was something I hadn't really fully immersed myself in
just
until recently.
Just give up ambition and just roll.
That's what I do.
Until someone calls you, be passive with your life.
You know, well, that's what I say to Drew all the time. Figure out exactly what you want to do in life and then nap.
Well, you always forget that's a good step.
Oh, masturbate and then nap.
Yeah,
right. Tonight it came in a slightly different order, but that's another story.
That's where you're just
one thing about. I do have to do, though, is speaking of sloth and ignorance, I have to set my clock that's in my bedroom for the current time.
Oh.
Not my egg timer, my actual clock, digital clock, because I still have not moved it ahead or moved it back.
Oh, yeah, that takes great initiative.
It does take some doing. Yeah, I'm going to have Oswaldo get on that Monday morning if I can. I need someone to make me a note
now,
to tell Oswaldo to do that. But here's my point. I'm good with it because I know it's an hour off,
right,
except for after a really hellacious nap when I'm disoriented. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. You're going to catch it someday.
When you're doing a radio show, it's really freaky because you wake up and it says 9:49, and you're thinking, holy Christ, I've missed the show.
Yeah.
But here I am.
Oh,
isn't it great?
Sadder, I have a very fancy kind of clock with its own button for daylight saving.
Ooh. I'll give you $5,000.
I felt so guilty for using it.
$10,000. I'll have Oswaldo bring $10,000 to your home so I may obtain
suddenly
that
become,
clock.
You become Thurston Howell.
True. I'll give you $1,500 to be quiet.
And
all you people, $1,000 apiece to laugh, okay? Very well. Right along.
And I know you've been working because you told me you were installing a latrine.
Mm.
We spoke yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm putting a urinal in my bathroom.
Good for you.
Yes, my new party house I'm building, three urinals. Three
Thank
urinals.
You.
Yes.
With dividers?
Yes, divisions, yes, unlike the L.A. airport.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. When you walk into a man's garage, you see a floor hoist, you see an impact wrench, you see a table saw that runs off of 220 volts with a Biesmeyer fence on it that goes up to 54 inches, and then you see a urinal coming out of the wall, and you go, this guy's all man. I'll never F around with this guy. A urinal in the garage.
Don't put the ice in the urinal, though, man.
When I throw parties.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about who we just have on here from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The woman, girl.
Amber.
Crazy,
Amber.
Oh, yeah, Amber, yes, the virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made her say vaginal stimulation?
In front of her mom. In front of her mom.
She was quite proud of that, though. We gave her enormous amounts of, you know, props.
She brought her mom in here, which is always a bad idea. I feel, but so we plugged the hell out of the show. But what episode's coming up this Tuesday? We'll do specific plugging.
This Tuesday is all about me and my feelings and what I'm doing. No, it's It's a crossover episode between Buffy and Angel, and we're going back in time about 120 years to a point where Angel and Spike, Drusilla, and Darla all kind of hooked up.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to find out stuff about Spike that no one's known before.
Really? Spike, yeah. You don't want to give it away.
No. Right. Just said, you know, we'll say it's a sexual preference. We'll just leave it at that.
Tune in Tuesday to 8 o'clock on the WB, and you'll find out if Spike's gay or not. Speaking of gay, The Man Show, everybody, on right now on the fabulous Comedy Central.
Have you and Jimmy finally consummated?
The very first.
Is that what that allusion is to?
Quiet down. The best Man Show episode we've ever done on tonight.
You don't know which one.
They're all good. Yeah, that's right. So I can say that with confidence, Drew. How dare you. Chris, $400 to be quiet for this next call. Chris,
yeah,
you're 27.
Yes.
What's up?
I work for the Department of Corrections up here in Washington, and I was walking our tier doing my cell checks the other day, and one of our inmates who is what we call a tosser, it means he throws fecal matter or whatever,
sure.
Hit me with a cup of urine and semen mixed. In the
hold on one second, Chris.
Yes. Yeah, that's called a Highland Blizzard. I used to drink those in college.
We call it
urine and...
We
call it a milkshake. We call it Highland Blizzard. It's a cap full of semen. It was a semen floater. We call them. Nice.
A Boilermaker.
Right.
Frothy head of urine. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the good thing about that is you don't feel it hit you, really, because it's pretty, you know, it's about body temperature.
Yeah, but when it drips down your face and your eyes and mouth. And
oh, stuff. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, you, Adam, and your peers were tossers. Let's face it. I'm really realizing that.
How dare you? We were flingers. There's a difference.
Oh, we get flung at,
it's
too.
The mess thing.
Oh, I see.
What do you call the flingers?
Flingers.
Okay.
Tossers, yeah.
Exactly.
I see.
Okay.
And then there's smearers who take one piece of turd and rub it all over their whole cell.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like the party, but I'd like to... when those guys get furloughed, tell me. I'd like to take them out.
Okay.
Really? You know, you don't hear that. I mean, you assume this kind of stuff goes on. It makes perfect sense. I would never question it, but you just don't hear that much about it.
Oh, look for the area. Fill that space.
Ooh. Oh, boy. All right, so you were hit.
Coated, yeah.
Coated. Really got you right in the puss, huh?
I had counted the cell next to his and walked to his to make sure he was in there and smack in the face.
Oh. And what are they...
Are they disciplined for that, the guy?
Oh, yeah. They put in a hole, yeah. Yeah, instantly.
Are they? These guys are psychiatrically ill?
Yeah, it's special offenders unit guys who are off their meds, or well, they're on medication and for whatever reason refused to take his meds that day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I don't work that unit, but I was doing overtime and they forgot to tell me that.
How does the hole look, by the way? That sounds like a good napping place for me. No windows?
No windows, solid steel.
Nice. People can't get to me?
They're locked up 23 hours a day. They get 1 hour.
I like this hole.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd like to put one in my new house, a hole. See, I won't... I don't look at the word. Yes, I'll adjourn myself to the hole. I'll see you kiddies in the morning. I'll be in the hole. But, you know, I would see, if I was in the hole, I would not look at it as me not being able to get out. I would look at it as other people not being able to get in.
Yeah.
Like, see?
Grandpa Munster.
And then I would laugh.
That's
Grandpa Munster out of the house.
In the basement.
Yeah.
All right, so what could he get, Drew?
Well, Chris, do you know these guys, that this particular guy has anything?
We're not allowed to, because they have the same rights for medical stuff as...
Well, now, wait a minute. But you medical caretakers have a right to know what they've been exposed
to. Right, and the people in our hospital unit know, but I can't get that information.
That's because you're not a medical caretaker, you can't get that?
I'm a correctional officer, not a medical caretaker.
Oh, my God, that is insane. Is that just in Washington, or is that...
I don't know about nationwide. I know that's how the system works here.
Well, are they going to treat you in any way?
I have full medical...
No, but I mean, what's the plan? Have you ever had hepatitis B vaccine?
Oh, yeah, I've had all the vaccines.
All the vaccines. So really, it's about...
Because it's about AIDS?
It's about how long do I really need to worry about it?
Well... Well, 6 months, you're free and clear. But the question is,
the bigger,
you're not going to get AIDS from
no.
that.
No, the bigger question is, does it make him gay?
No.
Seriously.
Hey, if all the raping I've seen doesn't make me gay, that sure wouldn't.
That's a great gig you got there. You couldn't get a job at a manure farm or something, someplace you could enjoy yourself?
Oh, well.
Oh, humanity.
Even Tom Arnold's descriptions of the hog farm.
I know.
Sounded better.
Hey, listen, Chris, I hate people from doing this show. I can't imagine how much you hate humanity.
Come on up. I'll give you a tour.
No. Listen, I closed my... Look, my whole childhood was like that. I don't need a tour.
Chris... The question then is, should you be on any antiviral medications?
No. He's fine.
We don't know that.
All right, but listen.
If this guy were HIV positive, there's a probability that people might suggest he'd take antiviral medication because there's good evidence that exposure, even high-risk exposure, can be prevented from going on to infection with the proper treatment.
How would one get it if, let's say one didn't have any cuts or lesions? Is an eyeball a place that can get in?
Theoretically.
Let's say it's the window to the soul. Does that mean the HIV can get in that way, too?
Yeah, possibly, but it's mostly interesting with his blood, direct blood exposure.
Okay, but don't you think he could say to the personnel in the hospital ward, hey, listen, MFers, I just got hit with a dump truck full of bad goo, and if this guy's got the HIV, and you don't tell me about it right now, there's going to be a hairy lawsuit. I'm going to own this prison. I'll turn it into a car wash.
You just have to trust that the doctors will take action if this guy...
Talk about lawsuit.
But I think that's the way to handle it. Go to the medical system where his records are known and, you know, advise them of exposure and let them make their decision.
All right. Ryan?
Yeah.
Good question, though.
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Two of my friends are having sex unprotected. They've got condoms with them and everything. They just don't believe that they need them because they don't know that there is, they don't think that there's any sperm in the whatever you want to call it. And, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're listening, and I just want
All right. Yes, it's chock full of sperm.
For some people, it's very highly concentrated. In sperm.
Some people don't leak under 30.
Yeah, some people don't leak, and most people have a high degree of sperm in those.
Yeah. I also had another question, and I guess this would be for both you guys. I was wondering the side effects of shrooms. What those do? I've never heard anyone say that those things will like screw you up and all that. And
I actually expect to see the same kinds of problems from mushrooms that we see from LSD and even ecstasy, possibly, but I've not seen it, so I can't honestly say that it definitely happens. And I think the reason I haven't seen it is that people don't use a lot of mushrooms. They taste like hell. They're grown in house cow pies, and they kick the crap out of you when you take them. People don't use a lot.
Look at it this way: you spread cow crap on everything that's grown,
and you eat.
Yeah, broccoli. You know, manure is everything.
Yeah, manure is
fish guts.
Yeah, but you don't.
So there's your logic.
Yeah, but this is.
Thank you. Who's the genius here?
This comes with the cowboy is with the mushroom.
Stand up for the mushroom man.
Listen, defend that, Ryan.
Yeah.
Here's the big side effect of mushrooms. Your side. It's actually your side is the side effect. It hurts from you laughing all night long, and people don't do enough of them. And Drew wishes I'm with Drew. I wish they'd do more too. But they don't do enough mushrooms for them to get any kind of a definitive answer to this question.
Yeah, right.
All right, but James,
it can't be good for you.
Ryan.
I'm sorry. Ryan, it's not going to make you any smarter, put it that way. How often do you do mushrooms?
I don't do them.
Oh, all right. Well, stop asking questions for other people, you idiot. Man, is this guy's interested in this. His friends seem to be having a good time. They're doing drugs. They're getting laid. Ryan's sitting in a folding chair with a steno pad documenting the whole goddamn thing.
Here we go.
I was just thinking about me in high school.
Yeah. All right. And? You did?
I didn't do a lot.
You took notes?
I didn't take notes either. I did. I didn't get laid. I didn't do any drugs. I was honing my napping craft. Back then, so it was time well spent. You know what I'm saying? James, have you begun napping in high school?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a big sleeper. I love to sleep.
I like to think of it this way. When didn't I nap? I think there was a summer between the fourth and fifth grade where I wasn't napping.
There's
other than that,
freer than an hour free where you can lay down on you and your pillow, you know?
Great.
I love mental.
I know. Calgon, take me away.
I don't have a favorite pillow.
This is some sort of torture for me tonight. Is that the deal?
You wish you'd nap today, don't you, Drew?
Wish I had any kind of sleep.
Well, Drew, you napped during the show. Kristen?
That's true.
Hello?
You're 16.
Yeah, Adam, I just want to say that you're a god, even though you don't believe in God. But
No, I believe myself as a god. That's the difference. I'm an atheist only when it comes to other people's gods.
So.
Yeah, not myself, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, James.
Yeah.
I saw you on the Late Late Show on Friday, which I have to say your accents are very good.
Well, thank you.
It was pretty amazing. I actually wanted to know.
Wait a minute, is the Late Late Show the later show?
Craig Kilborn.
Oh, is that called the Late Late Show? I thought it was just the Late Show. Oh, that's Letterman.
No. Letterman. Yeah.
Letterman's work Late Show. Kilborn's the Late Late
Show. It sounded better than the Very Late Show.
The super. Your sleeping show.
You're too late and you're stinking.
All right.
Way too late.
So go ahead. I'm sorry, Krista.
The girl made me make up a question. So what do you think of your fan base online?
I think they're actually really cool. I got to say, I think the people who watch Buffy tend to be drawn toward good writing, frankly. They're not watching some of the other shows that are available. But yeah, they tend to be very gracious. They tend to be very kind. They give me a nice compliment and kind of make me feel good, and that's about it.
Is that
like, you know, I don't have a computer. I don't like to get into it that much.
Oh, you don't?
Screw with your head.
Well, we could hang.
I've got a guitar.
You're a very expensive computer. You just don't know how to use it.
I know.
Same thing.
It's a $3,000 coaster, actually.
Yeah,
is what
it's not ignorance. I'm just standing up for my right to be uninformed.
Well, hey, Kristen, you said our screener told you to make up a question. Was that it?
Basically, I just want to say that if you ever get online, James, to check out jamesmarshers.com without any hyphens or anything, it's the best website for you out there.
Thank you.
I'm basically plugging the girl who runs it right now.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of unofficial websites, and I think GoTo, man, it's just great. I like the unofficial ones. You know,
and
steal those photographs. I think it's cool. What's that?
You posted on the posting board at Buffy.com recently.
Yes, yes.
All right. Hey, Kristen?
Yeah?
How overweight are you, honey?
Huh? Oh, I'm only like 120. I don't know. I had to weigh myself. But
you're fat.
3 foot tall?
No, I'm 5'9".
What's up? Bad skin? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you camped out in front of the computer so much?
Nothing. I'm homeschooled. I'm we're not religious, though.
So, I know, but that always means crazy mom, that homeschool thing.
She's a little crazy, but...
I replace home and school with crazy and mom.
No, wait.
I swear to Christ, if I hear the word home and school, I just, in my mind, it's crazy, mom. Those are the two words. It's a quick replacement, right?
It's certainly been the pattern.
Huh?
Yeah, crazy mom.
Yeah, I don't live with her. I live with my dad, though, and I'm actually about to graduate. I get to graduate 2 years early because of homeschooling.
Yeah, sure. I would have graduated my kids when they were four. Yeah, go out, hit the pavement, get yourself a job. You've got your degree.
I'm going to do computer classes and
Wait a minute. How do you graduate early from homeschooling?
You take a GED if you...
Oh, well, yeah, true, you could have passed that in the sixth grade.
If you... homeschool 5 years straight, at least. I've been homeschooled all my life. Then you can take the GED when you're 16 and start college classes when you're 16, too. And so I'm going to do computers.
Have you?
Okay, well, you're homeschooled. Okay. Who was Charles de Gaulle?
Huh? I'm not that
famous.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
Hey, have you seen Daylight? Have you been outdoors?
Yeah, I was just out today.
You went outside today for the first time?
I live in Virginia, so we've got...
I see. What's wrong with your mom that she homeschooled you?
Nothing. My parents were just... They didn't like the schools here. They suck.
What city are you in?
I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Right. And, everyone knows that. No schools
over
there.
It's over in the completely opposite coast, but...
I see. And how are your parents qualified to be homeschool teachers?
I don't know. My dad's a psychology major, and I don't know what my mom is, but... I guess we teach ourselves.
And you get up, what time would you have to be at school when you homeschool?
Well, we can get up at like 9:30 or 10. Ooh. And you only have to study for like 3 or 4 hours because we don't have all the extra crap that you get at regular school because they just keep you at a babysitter.
Extra crap like science.
Extra math.
No, extra crap like the PE and all that stuff. And
well, she didn't have the actor that played LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes give a assembly speech about the Holocaust like I got. So there's one important facet of schooling she missed out on, and probably a lot of ceramic classes I took she didn't take home.
Does not know how to do a quail pot.
I'll guess she doesn't. Oh, what is it? Why? You're going to... Okay, I don't want to freak her out too much, but... Honey, we're going to graduate you 2 years early because Mama got a job. I don't know. Like, on one hand, I learned nothing in school, and it was a complete waste of time. On the other hand, I've learned how to mold other people.
There would have been
shape
no
shape I'd like them
would have
to
been
be in.
No flinging at home.
No. No.
Well, it's just a great way to start a party. I mean, you know, socializing.
Right.
Well, how are you going to make friends and learn how to...
How are you going to negotiate? What is life? I mean, what is work? Half of it is the work, and then the other half is the networking and who you get along with and who you know and how, you know, that whole sort of social aspect of it, which I got to believe is hard to learn. All right, let's. James Marsters is here tonight from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We will take ourselves a little break. Hey, is the man show on over there? Turn it on that television, would you, Ann? I wanna watch it. I mean, it's during a commercial. We'll just keep talking.
Whatever.
Yes. Yeah. I'll have to wait for Ann. Drew, will take another call while she's trying to find the man show over there. Comedy Central. Nancy. Oh, wait a minute.
Nancy. Nancy.
Yes.
All right.
What's your name?
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Okay, you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, well, we gotta go. The man show's on.
Best show on television.
Oh, yes, the best show on television. So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The best night on television.
That's right.
Whole different thing.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. James Marsters is our guest tonight. He is Spike the Vampire and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Tuesday night.
Don't do the frog.
That's too late.
Never really worked out.
Oh, it didn't work out.
I don't know.
I lost a lot of money on that, Drew.
What was his name? Yeah. Oh God. What was his name? The frog.
Bad promo McBlomey or something. I can't remember. Remember the dubba 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 dubba.
McBlomey was what you told the producers when they asked you to do the dubba dubba.
We actually.
You're not going to go over to the dub.
No. What happened was is many years ago, Loveline was a syndicated show. TV show was going to be like syndicated by Fox before MTV. Like a year before that. It's a long story. We went to some affiliate in Chicago, and it would have been on the WB in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we had to do these little, you know, commercials for it. And they'd say, you know, hey, watch Loveline on Chicago's WB. And I was saying to the guy, fellas, this is a horrid idea. This WB was brand new at the time, and they were like, "We got to do it." And they'd go, "Not go. Is it WB or is it WB?" And they'd go, "No, it's WB." And then like some guy like trying to fill, it's two extra W's in there.
Not three W's. That's ridiculous.
No, I remember them putting up a car. Remember they like the number of W's.
Be six W's, but a good beat in between the fourth and fifth dubba. And I was like, this is dubba retarded. And I was saying, Drew, and I wish everyone would just listen to me, and you big pussy, you never backed me up on any of these things.
Back then, I didn't know you were such a genius.
You didn't know I was
such a genius. No, you were not a millionaire.
Because I was not literally a millionaire. But I yelled at publicists when we were doing something called media training, when you had to learn to talk to the media as a retarded and a waste of time.
What did they tell you in a class?
Oh, my God. They have stuff called media training where you learn how to answer questions. This is not kids calling in, young adults calling in. Never say kids. Say young adults. Young adults. And Drew, so help me Christ, I stood up and I said, this is a big waste of all our time.
No, be fair now. What you did was we were doing these little test sessions on camera.
Before that.
And the guy says, how do you feel about being attacked for having a difficult content on your show? And Anna goes, how do I feel? You want to know how I feel? What'd you say? I can't remember. It's a baseball kiss here.
Use the S word.
Yeah.
Give an ass or something. Well, I knew it was a waste of time, even though I'd been out of construction for a week. I said, this is a waste of time, all you idiots.
What a boring radio show if you'd taken their advice. Can you imagine?
This was for the TV. This is when the TV was going to be on the syndicated circuit. But anyway, there's many a bad idea I've smelt coming down the pike. Drew's never backed me up on any of them. I've always just left floating out in the wind on these things and looking like an idiot. I mean,
Adam, you need a brain vacation.
How dare you? That was another horrible idea. Oh, my God. All the horrible ideas. And you see, here's the thing, everybody. I had never done a TV show before. I'd barely done a radio show. I was barely doing anything. So I was sitting with people who had a collective 250 years TV experience around a boardroom table trying to tell them this was a horrible idea. And I was like the guy who just got off the bus. And Drew would not back me up one iota.
I just been off the bus with you.
I know, but you've got no guts, man. You got no instinct.
I
said to those people at the Nyman Caffarelli and Blow Me, that asshole.
Hey.
Oh, please, screw them. They do nothing, those bottom-feeding leech publicists. Please, all you wretched, horrible people, all of you. I told all those
idiots. Except for my publicist who got me this gig
right.
Tonight.
They're wonderful. But I told them this was a colossal waste of time when we did it on a Saturday. And I want my life back. They owe me 4 hours for wasting my time, media training. This is what you guys get when you sit home and watch Entertainment Tonight, a bunch of crap that has been passed through a media sieve by a bunch of idiots who are call themselves publicists.
How about
sterilized.
The Grand Vacation?
Everything's. Yeah, but Drew, you let me hang. You never chimed in. I just sat out there being a troublemaker. Everyone listen to me. Thank you. Nancy?
Yeah.
You owe me, brother.
I'm sorry?
Not you, sister.
Oh, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship. I just started in a relationship, and I had my first outbreak of herpes over a year and a half ago, and I haven't had a recurrence since then.
Genital herpes.
Yes, genital herpes. I had simplex too, and I wanted to know.
How's the kickboxing going? I've seen the commercials where everyone's kickboxing with these genital herpes.
That's for the medication for genital herpes, remember?
Oh, doesn't force you to kickbox when you get there?
No, you've got to be pursuing. You've got to have a prescription for the medication.
Well, then you start kickboxing.
Right.
Interesting.
Nancy, how do you know it was type 2?
I was tested, and my doctor told me.
So they did a viral culture?
Uh-huh. They did a viral culture.
Huh.
And I hadn't had a reoccurrence for over a year and a half.
You had some recurrences, and then they stopped?
No, I had them probably a couple of months after my first outbreak.
How many types are there?
Just
one and two?
Well, this type. There's some other types.
Type 2 worse than type 1?
It's more, yeah.
What's the difference? Just more?
Type 2 is more intense, causes meningitis sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So if type 1, you'd say you'd be doing some kickboxing or some Tai Bo. Type 2 might be some Tai or fighting or actual, like, cage fighting.
Type 2, type 2 is the kickboxing. Type 1 is you're doing, like, floor acrobatics.
Like aerobicized
type
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to know was, as far as oral sex goes, in that such a long period of time, how...
Wait, you had it in your mouth also?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the virus is produced at the site of the sores. That's where the viral particles actually come out of your skin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like those cleaning places that say the plant is on the premises.
At least that's where the high concentrations of virus is. There's some emitted prior to that in the region of the initial infection.
Okay, but as far as like after not having it for so long, I mean, are your chances of...
If you have sex again... Sometimes
of
sex...
Of having oral sex performed on you for my partner.
Ah, Gary.
What's the chances of them getting that if I haven't had any reoccurrences?
Pretty low if you don't have any symptoms.
For that long of a period?
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Drew doesn't know. But yeah, you're fine.
No one knows. But it's pretty low.
Gynecologist knows.
It's fairly unusual.
Okay.
No, you're fine.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have some sex. All right, enjoy. You know, I was thinking about, those dry cleaning places, it's always those big letters with the plant on premises.
Yeah, what is that thing?
You ever see that, Drew?
Yeah.
It's like, what they're saying is...
They do it there.
We do it there. Yeah. But I'm thinking, I don't care where you do it. I always think to myself, it's not like my shirt cannot be transported. I'm driving it here.
And this related to the herpes question?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. It's not a big selling point.
Thanks for bringing it up. That's nice. That's nice.
Premises.
You know, that's a really horrible chemical. Any other random, other random thoughts you'd like to share with us? That nap didn't just make you groggy. It made you grandiose.
It's freed my mind.
Yes.
Brother. Will?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to say, Adam, you're my idol.
That's right. Thank you.
My mom is a lesbian, and she's been one since I was, like, 10. And recently, I've, like, said some things, to her that would really, hurt her feelings.
Why?
I don't know. I just...
What are you angry with her about?
I don't know. I'm not really angry with her. It's just... I guess I was kind of using it as kind of like, you know, to hurt her.
Why? Why do you want to hurt her?
I don't know.
Well, somebody your age usually would be kind of angry or there's some reason you want to hurt her. Was she just, you know, hey, Mom, what's for breakfast? And by the way?
No, no. It was out on the driving range. She told her she wasn't keeping her head down, wasn't following through, didn't have proper rotation of the hip. Yeah, it really crushed her.
Yeah.
What'd you tell her, Will?
Well, I was leaving for school the other morning, and she was yelling at me, and I told her to, you know, go lick her girlfriend.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
Well, listen, you are kind of asking for it when you tell your teenage son you're a lesbian. I mean, in terms of sort of opening the floodgates for insults.
Well,
yeah, she shouldn't have told you.
And how did she react to that?
How did I?
How did she react to that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she went inside, and when I got home, she was really upset, and so... I just wanted to know.
It's pretty good, though.
If there was anything I could do to, you know, let her know that I love her.
How about tell her that?
I do, and it's just like she's still mad at me. She's always mad at me.
How's her girlfriend doing? Does she have one?
Yes, yeah, she does.
She does. You get along with her?
Well, no, wait a minute. Let's zero in on this. Always.
Hold on. I'm curious about the girlfriend. You get along with the girlfriend?
Sometimes.
Is she all right, lady?
Yeah, she's nice. She's a butch.
She's butch?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. Let me explain the lesbians. One of them has to be the dude.
Yeah.
Okay, now thank God your mom isn't the dude. It could be worse.
Yeah, yeah, and don't mess with lesbians because they will kick your ass.
Yeah, especially the butch one. Now, how do you know she's the butch one?
Because she's like 6'3". No, she dresses like a man.
Yeah.
You know, she always wears tennis shoes. She doesn't carry a purse.
All right. Listen.
She works. She, like, lays tile for a living. She does a man's job where and strength is involved.
Right.
So.
She's a tile setter, huh?
Yeah.
And what's your mom do?
My mom's unemployed.
I see.
Her ex-husband, my stepdad, is, like, running from the IRS, and it all comes on her, so.
Yeah.
All right. So, Will, first off, don't smoke pot. You'll freak out. You understand? You'll be thinking about the lesbian mom and the butch stepmom and the tile setting, and you'll go insane. So don't. You sound relatively intact.
Well,
this guy's kind of been through a lot.
This is what I want to focus on. He clearly has a very connected relationship with mom, but she's angry all the time right now. Why do you think she's angry all the time?
Probably because I'm not doing too good in school.
Why aren't you doing a little better? She's worried about you, right?
I just want to apply myself, I guess.
Yeah, but she's... Are you depressed?
Well, maybe you're dumb.
No.
Why not? I was dumb.
Yes. Are you depressed?
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Sure.
It sounds like you're dealing with a lot of stuff. Why don't you listen? You love your mom. You want to tell her that, but why don't you tell her you've just not been feeling right lately? And maybe you guys can get an evaluation. Maybe get something that can help you, so you can start sort of getting off the dime a little bit again.
Listen, Will, you don't have to figure out a gift, what to put in a gift basket. You just tell her you love her sincerely, and see if you can bear the hatchet a little with her.
But let her know that when you're irritable and angry and feel worthless, those are all signs of depression.
Yeah.
And it's her job. Here's where she can help you, is to get you some care. And she doesn't have to fix you, and she doesn't have to be frustrated with the fact that you can't do your work, because it's a problem here and it needs to be treated.
All right. Oh, boy. Big old butch girlfriend coming home with the wet
dog. Yeah, but you can't say go lick your girlfriend. It's like saying go lick your boyfriend. You can't say that to your mom, man.
But it doesn't work. Like, Drew, your parents are still together, right? You couldn't yell, go blow dad.
No.
You can't.
But Will's like got a crossbow. He's just like firing it off. Right?
Yeah.
He's just,
pow.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give him some points for pulling a sort of lesbian-specific slight, you know, out of his hat on the way out the door. Yeah, I give the guy credit for that.
You know what we like about it? And I hate using the word like to something like that, is that it's so honest.
Yeah.
That it suggests, I mean, that he feels as though he can be himself and say whatever is on his mind, no matter how egregious, to his mom.
Yeah.
And then he turns right around and says, oh, you know what? I really love my mom and I want to regain that connection. I mean, that's a sort of a real range of feelings that are sort of extraordinary. And he needs help. He's depressed, and he can't contain those feelings right now.
All right. Well, speaking of range of feelings, we're going to take a range of a break. Mm-hmm. See, that's a good segue.
That's a segue. Right into some sort of fart.
No gas tonight. Bad last night, though.
Nice.
And, you know, with the quilt, the extra quilt on the blanket with the cold weather, man, the heater going, really kicks it in.
No fiber in the wintertime.
Really kicks it in. Oh, wait till the holidays roll around. All that pumpkin pie.
You know, I thought to myself,
that's great.
I thought to myself, we get Thursday night off Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, it's a warm weather sport, yeah.
But it's going to be 3 or 4 nights of cranberries.
A cranberry conversation?
And it seems like...
Oh, my God, you're right. When is Thanksgiving?
I mean, it seems like we just had...
A couple weeks off?
We just had our last cranberry diatribe, it seemed like.
Yes, I have to go on my cranberry...
Jag.
Cranberry jag.
We're juicing in cereal cranberries. What the hell? Why did we cultivate...
No. Stop.
James,
stop.
You're a cranberry guy. It's okay.
I like cranberries. I don't like canned cranberries.
We'll be right there.
I will get into that.
Next week.
Yeah,
around Thanksgiving.
Here's the deal. I don't want to shoot my cranberry load this early in the week. You know, we're not quite close enough, but I will give people my recipe, and I have a sack of cranberries in my refrigerator from last year because I hoard cranberries because they go. Oh, yes. They get bought up. They really do, and you can't get them. And before you know it, you're scoring cranberries at the park from some black guys, 110 pounds and 7 feet tall. And he's got the shakes. He's doing anything to sell you those cranberries. I'm going to start hoarding. And I suggest to everyone, I'm going to get more. I'm going to make my own cranberries. I'm bringing some in.
What do you propose to do with these
berries? No.
Oh, no.
Sorry, we
got to go to break.
We'll be right there.
How dare you, Anderson? Let me tell you this. I will bring my own cranberry sauce to Thanksgiving festivities so I do not have to eat that crappy canned crap like the trailer trash it is my family. And if they take offense to it, I say, how dare you? How dare me? How dare you for opening a can during this sacred holiday?
In front of a literal millionaire.
Yes. How dare you? How dare you open a can in front of a literal millionaire? You realize I could have cut my velvet tongue on that can? We'll take a break.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah. All right, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Also there, James Marsters is our guest tonight. Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Tuesday night. WB, 8 o'clock. We had a little discussion about what is brine, pickle brine.
I hear the word brine, I think bile right away. This is not good.
Brine is the other stuff that's in the jar that pickles and pig's feet and pickled eggs are in and all that kind of stuff. And for some reason, that's brine. James seems to think it's salt water.
Something like
and
that.
And I tend to agree with him, but I
it's got to have a vinegar or something.
Yes. Drew doesn't have a good angle on brine, though, so somebody get to the bottom of that and get back to us. And yes, Drew, let me forget.
Briny sea.
It probably means salt water, but you wouldn't use the ocean water for brine.
Dictionary. How dare you?
How dare you? Where is the dictionary?
The red, big, thick red book.
Lycus ate it. Where is it? All right, do I have to get up?
And crying, vibrator.
Hold on. Cover me, Drew.
Limbo.
Yeah, I know that. Let's go to some calls here. This is Maria, who's 23. Thank you.
Hi, Maria. How you doing?
Good.
I had a question. I just wanted to know if it was normal. I've been married for a year, and me and my husband don't have sex a lot. I mean, I'm not into it. Like, I don't.
What are you good for?
What do you mean?
How often does he want to have sex a week?
If it was up to him, every day.
And how often would you like to have sex?
I don't know, like once a month sometimes.
Right.
And basically not at all. Not at all, right?
Yes. And is it something about him that's slowing you down, or you think it's you?
I think it's me.
Mm-hmm. True. Have you found the definition of brine?
Well, brine shrimp, I'm saying here, and that's where I got the shellfish thing, I'm realizing.
Okay. Sorry, Maria. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's me.
Why?
Well, ever since I was little, my mom always told me, you know, that sex was bad and this and that.
Hang on a second. Water saturated or strongly impregnated with common salt. The water of a sea or lake. Remember I said seawater?
Right.
No mention of vinegar.
Okay. So everyone's right, but true. Maria?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a cooking question?
No. So, Maria, we understand that your parents gave you a lot of negative stuff about sexuality, but it sounds like maybe something even worse happened than that.
Yeah.
And maybe you have some, in addition to that, have some heavier feelings about men for some reason.
And most people whose parents tell them sex is bad end
have
up
more
having
sex.
Tons of sex.
Have more sex.
And enjoying it more.
But, you know, it's like after, when we do have sex, I feel really, really guilty.
Yeah, but you're not zeroing in on the real issue there. What about men?
I mean, when I was in high school and I always had a boyfriend, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 19.
Wait, is your mom Catholic?
We were.
Uh-huh.
But we're not more.
You're Jews now?
No, we're Mormons. Yeah.
Pagans.
Mormons?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. From the frying pan into the fire, everybody. And what is your dad around?
Yes.
Is he a good guy?
Yes, he is.
Is he an alcoholic?
No.
You ever sexually abuse you?
No.
You ever get raped?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was almost 20.
Anything before that?
No.
Were you physically, did your parents strike you when you were growing up?
No.
What do you mean? No.
Well,
that's not Adam.
Well, when you're bad, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, not like just because.
Maria.
So you're saying when you were sleeping, they didn't come up and beat you?
No.
They had to do something bad?
Yeah.
And then you got a beating?
Yes.
All right. And who raped you?
Well, I went to Mexico for vacation.
Not enough said.
But wait a minute. Now, would they hit you with objects?
Oh, by the way, this is our second night in a row of going to Mexico on a vacation rape story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hit you with her hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's not...
Like, that's about it.
That's not good. Okay, that's sometimes enough to cause some pretty wild behaviors in young people. But this isn't really that story either yet.
All right. So listen, Maria, you like your husband. He doesn't beat on you. He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's not abusive. Great guy.
Yes.
Why don't you throw a little sex his way, huh?
Okay.
Yeah,
it's your husband.
Get over it.
Wait, I'm sure.
No, listen to me.
Hang on a second.
How dare you question my questionosity? Here's what you do.
Okay.
We've talked about this before. You can change your behaviors by just doing the behavior.
Yeah, but practicing.
You don't have any big obstacles in your way. You're a little bit freaked out, and the further you get away from it, the further you'll get next time. And that didn't make any sense, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You become sort of dormant.
You're weak tonight, Adam. Just face it.
No, I am not. What I'm saying is, let's not dissect it down until there's nothing left.
Just Maria back on the horse.
Don't get it.
Here's the deal.
On that horse.
And they didn't so much tell you that sex was bad, but that sex outside of marriage was bad, right?
Right.
And you're married now. So that's not bad anymore, right?
Yeah, okay. True. Aren't you glad we got her back for another breathtaking 30 seconds with the auctioneer, Maria? Just lie down and open your legs and let your husband get on there for a few minutes. It's fine. You're married. Just hold still.
You don't have to love...
She's got to enjoy it.
Though. I know, you don't.
Yeah.
Listen, what
she deserves.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you something. You don't have to enjoy anything in life. You go to work, you don't have to like that.
Let's take another call.
Why do we have to love everything? Just start doing it. Stop loving everything, everybody.
James, have you not learned yet that when he says weird stuff like that, just let it go?
Okay. But let me tell you this. We're under the impression now as a society, I don't think we were 50 years ago, that we must be in love with everything in order to do it. Hey, I got a job. It's gratifying. It's fulfilling. I love it. I love this and I love that. I got an SUV and I'm going to extreme mountain camping next week because I love that and I'm going Paris. Listen, stop loving everything. Just hold still. Let someone love on you for a while. You don't have to love everything. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Is this another Maria?
Yeah.
Yes. Get back on the couch. Get off that goddamn mountain bike and get back on the couch.
Watch your commercials like you're supposed to.
That's right.
Anthony.
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, I want to say, Drew, you are totally underrated. People do not give you enough credit.
No.
It's kind of a backhanded compliment.
Quite the contrary.
And Anderson is a technical genius. He cracks me up all the time.
Anthony's a man for the underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you a virgin, Anthony?
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking.
Oh,
he's giving Anderson
too,
his kudos.
You're just a genius.
Thank you. Now hold on, we got to go to break.
Ah.
Take a break with that. What? Let's see. What happens to him?
What?
What about his penis here, Drew?
No sperm comes out.
Nothing
no,
comes
no
out.
No semen comes out.
Okay.
Exactly.
Drew, let me ask you something. Yeah. Speaking of genius. Yeah. Once every 100th caller, I make the junior college call.
Yes.
And once every 400th caller, I make the virgin call.
And once every
for the male.
250th, you call the job.
And I call their job.
Yeah.
Am I ever wrong with the virgin?
No.
Or the junior college? When I hear a goofy voice on a guy praising Drew and Engineer Anderson, I know virgin. I know there's a guy
who's
beating his
Drew or Anderson that really flagged it.
Anderson, actually, because I got a little of that techie.
You
little
are
techie
an asshole.
Thing going. All right. James Marsters is our guest tonight, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with the Virgin Anthony after that.
Bloodline. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Love Live. We're here with James Marsden from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You threw me with your gas, Adam. I didn't know you were going to fart in the
I
middle.
I didn't either until the music broke.
Not Anderson.
I thought I had a little fart going there. Yeah. That's good radio, Drew, and I can time the fart right.
Compared to the music.
Yeah, that's fine.
Music's okay. Good.
I was, we were talking, James Marsden is
aren't you
here.
We were signing some autographs. Oh, yeah. Girl comes up and goes, Adam, nice farts. And I thought to myself, people are listening to you when you just blow gas. Aren't you slightly embarrassed?
You know, I should be. I really should be. But you know what? My job is to step aside and get outside of myself and entertain for whichever orifice I use, whether it's the mouth, the anus, is to entertain. You understand? I'm an entertainer.
Yeah. But still, there's dignity.
And shaking my ass. These are the things that I make my living from.
That's right.
That's right. I entertain. You understand, Drew?
Yeah.
So I don't worry. I don't sit and examine every word that comes out like you do, Drew.
Yeah. This is the power of the media, though. Anybody, farting normally would not be quite so cool. But you get
that's right.
Chicks come up
for me.
Thank you for that.
She didn't say thank you so much, but
she said nice.
She
admired it.
She did appreciate it. And that was one of our. I tell you, more feedback from the Big Fart Show. That was your birthday. It
was
a birthday show.
Yeah.
When you did it from out in the hall sitting on a trash can.
It was nice.
Right, because Drew had to go in the hall. So bad. But, I did want to say.
It was bad. Yeah.
This is farting weather. We touched on it a little earlier, and I'll tell you why it's farting weather. First off, you're wearing clothing that is sort of conducive to farting with, like, sweatpants.
Thinking that you could get away with it.
Thick things. Well, you're driving with the windows rolled up and the heater on. I mean, think about the difference between breaking wind in a car with the sunroof open and the windows down and the air conditioning on, or the heater going, defrosters going, and all the windows rolled up. I mean, that is night and day.
Yeah, but somehow that brisk cold air can neutralize it nicely. Well, on a hot day, you're already miserable.
That's
and then you're blasted.
That's true, but who's rolling the windows down? I lock the windows in my car.
I see.
My partner, Jimmy, not only locks the windows, but he locks the doors because I tried to open his car door when I couldn't get the window open on the freeway. It's wonderful. Now, when you're at home, you got the heat going, you got the windows closed, and you got that big down comforter over you, and it's tucked in under your feet.
That's
you're like a burrito.
No,
yeah.
But then it's just,
a fart burrito.
This is what tossers and flingers become preoccupied. Flingers as they grow older, and tossers when they're on their meds talk like this.
I was wondering, do the tossers look down on the flingers, or vice versa, or do they
let me tell you something.
No, you're sick.
As a flinger, I could kick any tosser's ass.
Tossers, they're weird.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a flinger for life, right? You get the jacket, you get the colors, the initiation. I don't want to even tell you what that is.
Oh, boy.
Anthony?
Yo. Now, this is wonderful.
Hey, I saw that guy on TV tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, he was as bad as you say he is. I thought you were exaggerating.
No.
You weren't one bit. He's that bad.
Huell Hauser.
He was just walking around, like, interviewing random people off the street for no reason.
Yeah. You know what I love about Dr. Drew? Huell Hauser has been on television in Los Angeles for 37 years, every night for 37 years. Drew is lived in Pasadena for 42 years and has never heard of Huell Hauser, never seen him, and has no idea who he is. That is the beauty of Dr. Drew.
Yeah, he was on the street like two blocks from my house, and I had never heard of him. My mom comes in, she's like, oh, that's Huell Hauser.
All right, Anthony, what's going on?
All right.
When I masturbate, I
baklava. All right, go ahead.
All right, when I masturbate, I barely come at all, and I was wondering if that would, like, give me problems later on.
No,
like,
that's fine, but I imagine it's because you're...
Yeah, see if you can slow it down to 5 times a day.
Exactly.
No, it's not even that much. Like, once a day.
Yeah.
Maybe, like that.
But listen, Anthony, you're never going to be with a woman, so what are you worried about?
Okay, I've gotten blowjobs.
Oh, with the S word. Really? Even nerds are getting blown now. You understand the significance of that? You know,
the global significance.
When I was in high school, I was in high school,
the ecosystem.
Only the upper echelon of the coolest of the cool dudes got the BJs.
Yeah.
And the guys who got the BJs were even ahead of those who got sex.
Right. Oh, that totally. It was deviant.
Right. Meaning there was always some nerdy guy who was dating some nerdy girl, and they'd been together for 4.5 years, and he was getting sex. But then there was the guys getting the BJs on the first and second date. I was not one of these guys, but I did know a guy who knew one of these guys who was getting blown. So as you can see, I was on the inside in a way myself.
It's but pure football. That's
this
what gets it.
This guy's getting a no. I can't. I think his dog did it. Kylie.
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah.
Have you just been watching porn and you have like a higher expectation of yourself?
No, it's different caller. Different caller.
The other guy, Anthony, hung up.
Sorry,
Kyle. What's up?
What's up? Hey, I have some information on the Brian for you.
Thanks. Well, we did settle it, but go ahead.
Oh, you settled it?
No, go.
I didn't hear that part. It's a mixture of salt, water, and then some sort of acidity, like a vinegar.
Ooh.
And then some sort of spices, pickling spices. And it just comes from kind of ancient times before they had refrigeration, things to do to preserve meats and vegetables so they can carry them through the winter, but...
Thank you.
When they talked about salting meats, is that what they're talking about?
No.
Talking about every culture has its own variation. Japanese culture pressed the fish in between layers of vinegar and rice, and that's where sushi came from. Every culture has its own little different take on it.
Well, hold on a second. And the salting the meat is like more the jerky pemmican drying the meat to last the winter kind of thing. But the brine is actually... It's submerging it in something.
Yeah, so we don't have to waste those pig's feet. You know, they don't want to go bad on you.
Yeah.
How do you eat a pig's feet? You pick it up and chew on like a popsicle?
First thing you need to do is take the rope you're using to hold up your pants and tie that around the bottom end so you can get a good grasp on the pig's foot. Oh, who knows? I don't know who eats pig's feet. I think black people and the whitest of the white trash. It's really the spectrum. No one in between. It's to be albino trash or black.
Germans.
Oh, foreigners. Yeah. All bets are off with the Europeans. Kyle?
Yeah.
What else do we have a question room about? What do you know about that? Drew wants to know about salting the meat.
Salting the meat. What the salt does is it draws moisture out of anything that you pack it on top of. So if you put it on meat or vegetables and everything, what it'll do is it'll draw out all the moisture so that the moisture is what carries the bacteria and allows things to break down, prevents that from happening. Same kind of thing that you're doing with the brine is that you're pulling, drawing all the moisture out of it. You're keeping it on the outside, so it's what they call anaerobic, so you don't have any of the anaerobic microorganisms that can cause, like, bacteria.
The putrefying bacteria.
Right.
Kyle, you work for Petridge Farms or Hillshire Farms or something?
I teach at a culinary school. I'm a chef at a culinary school.
I see. Let me ask you a question. It's sort of related. Why do those chefs get so much poontang?
I don't know.
How does that work? Who decided they were celebrities?
Well, because we're sick bastards, and the front of the house guys, the waiters, they're all pretty boys.
Yeah.
Back in the kitchen, you know, we're just slinging pans around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who decided that these guys were sex symbols?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm glad they did finally.
Thanks, Kyle. Hey,
well, you know they're good at something.
Yeah.
Kyle, you have any recipes for cranberry sauce while we're here? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to need you. We're going to give you the number here. You have to call back in a week and a half or something when I get my
Are you as offended about cranberry sauce as Adam is?
I was just listening to that, and that's that gel that comes in the can.
Oh.
Even though it's good with the leftovers, that's like the white trash.
Thank you. People opening cans
on
Thanksgiving.
Are you going to give him the number? Have Ann do it?
Oh, yes. And we'll get him back because we'll have to trade some cranberry sauce secrets as we get a little bit. My Aunt Pat likes to leave it in the shape of the can. You can actually see the serrations from the side of the can. And the
cool
side.
That way, yeah. Oh, put it all out in one big blob.
Proudly displayed.
Or half it will be cut into little discs.
Yeah, really nice. There you go. Yeah, we pre-cut some discs, and we didn't go ahead and cut the entire thing in case people don't get to that part of the disc. We'll have some for next year. We'll have a nice block for next year. But my Aunt Pat is one of these people that has the plastic container for the cardboard milk carton. You ever seen these things?
Lord, yeah.
One of those people. With 1,000 of those little change purses and stuff. She has a thing. It is square. It is for half-gallon cardboard milk cartons, and it has a hole in the top and a sort of a handle built on it and a little bottom tray where the handle's attached to, and you drop it in there. And she's had that thing for, 32 years, and now when I go over there, I see where it's been repaired. And I think, okay, one of us is killing ourselves, I think to myself, each Thanksgiving. I do not come from this family. You got 49 cents worth of milk. First off, how many times you had trouble handling the gallon milk container? It's not like I pull it out of my fridge every day and goes flying across the room. I handle it just fine. I don't, but you put a handle on the soap. Put a handle. What about that thing of Crisco? Doesn't that need a handle? What about the eggs? Don't they all need their little suction device, like their own little handles? Everything's got a handle on it. The hell was I born into? True. You didn't know. Did you ever see one of these things?
Oh, I've seen them.
What about
my house.
Not one that's been repaired?
No. That's impressive.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the in-house thing or she sent it out, maybe back to the manufacturer. I don't know who fixed that thing. I don't think you can get them anymore. And she'll be fast. She's very fast to point that out when I make fun of it, that they don't make them anymore. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they make them anymore?
Aunt Pat, here's why. Because people can hold the milk. You know why? There's something called opposable thumbs that we developed in the mid-50s. And now we can carry our milk.
The milk all comes with handles now. The plastic.
Yeah, those do. Well, I still think she can slide that one in.
She has to cut the handle off.
She likes a certain amount of redundancy in her milk pouring.
In case the first handle fails.
Right. She's got a backup, like an aircraft.
Like NASA.
Michael?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
The question is, I'm like really sexually active, like with almost anyone. It could be male or female. And my question is it normal? I mean, I need to have sex like 3 times a day. Masturbating is not cutting it anymore. And it's been going on for, like, the past, I don't know, few years, where I just, like, need it constantly.
He's bisexual.
What do you got in the background there?
What is that,
a bird or a chimp or something?
I don't have nothing in the... Oh, a dog. It's a dog in the backyard.
No, what kind of dog?
It's a Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah. It's the
world's worst dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, I'd kill that thing if I were you.
Well, I had a BB gun and my mom took it away because I shot it 3 times.
Good man.
Ooh, Michael.
Yeah. Now here's the people.
Boy.
Here's the people I'd like to talk to. Who's letting Michael have sex with them? Those are the folks I'd like to talk to. Forget about Michael having the sex.
Yeah.
Who's holding still long enough for Michael to mount up?
Let's see.
Shot his Pomeranian.
This is 20.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got 11.
Yeah,
shooting BB guns off.
Well, I got it.
No, well, I mean, this isn't just. No, I didn't do that like recently. This was when I was younger because my mom breeds them for like.
Oh, guilty, done, guilty. The verdict is in. Mom is guilty. She breeds Pomeranians.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is she a lesbian?
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
No.
What's wrong with her?
Nothing. My mom.
What dad do? Kill himself?
I wish. No.
Where's Dad? Is he there?
No, Dad's not here.
What do you do to you? What do you mean,
long gone.
What do you mean you wish he killed himself?
No, I was just like saying it, just like in general.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I talk to my dad and I kind of get along with him, but I've had a stepfather for the past 14, going on 15 years.
Mm-mm.
How's he been?
He's cool. He's like the perfect stepdad almost.
Nope. Any sexual abuse?
Nope.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
When I was like, I guess around the age of 13, my cousin sexually abused me.
There you go.
And then
how did that go from no to...
I don't know.
That is such an amazing.
My brother did the same thing to me.
Who did?
My cousin's brother. So both of my cousins.
Okay, there we go. That's where we get the hypersexuality and the ambivalence and all that kind of stuff. I knew it was something.
Right.
How many Pomeranians are in that backyard right now?
Just one.
Really? Sounds like a team of them.
She doesn't breed them anymore because they kind of get on my nerves.
All right. So the sexual abuse, Michael, is a major issue here, right? Major. It is what sort of
fuels
the sexual compulsion.
Okay.
And unless you find a way to sort of rewire what has happened to you.
Well, see, I tried to cut back, and I can't.
No, you need some therapy. You really do. You really do.
Do you work?
I work.
Where do you work?
I work at a hospital.
Fantastic.
I'm an insurance verification specialist.
I see. So you're a professional.
Pretty much.
And you have a decent enough job.
Yes.
And you could move out of the house.
Yes.
And maybe use your own medical insurance to see about getting a little little therapy.
I've had therapy.
Well, it hasn't worked. Oh, my God.
I seriously have had therapy. I had therapy because I was, in major depression.
Yeah.
And I was, seriously going through a lot of mixed feelings.
Uh-huh.
And have they ever suggested you might be bipolar?
No.
Because that's another possibility.
How much therapy did you have?
I went for a few years.
I
had suicide attempts.
Uh-oh.
And then I just pretty much got over it, and I figured the way I'm dealing with it now is, to become really sexually active.
Okay. Well, you found a nice, healthy outlet by banging the Jesus out of everyone.
It's not healthy because I have it, there's times where I have it so much that my groin kind of starts hurting.
No way. Who is letting you have that much sex with them?
Thanks to the internet, I find a lot of...
Oh, my God, that is true.
Oh, my God.
It's got that maniacal mad scientist laugh, too. No, I know what you're saying. No, listen. Okay, hold on a second. First off, you got to move out of that house. One Pomeranian is too many. Those are the world's crappiest dogs. All you people that like those dogs, they're like rats. Oh, God, you should just be put on some barge and dragged out in the middle of the ocean and just burnt. I cannot stand those little things. And this guy's got to move out. He's got to get out of that house. And he's got to get back into a little therapy. And this internet, Drew.
By the way, somebody had lots of sex, multiple partners, not women.
Oh, interesting. No, but there's a lot. See, here's what's going on. I mean, look at it this way. We have we know from doing this show that the society's decaying at a rapid pace, right? Yeah. And as the society, and it just sort of, I think when we take a look at this internet thing, we'll be able to look at some sort of chart that says, wow, society really hit rock bottom, and this internet came about the same time.
Do you really think society's crumbling?
No, I don't care. But listen, I live up in the hills. I'm literally a millionaire. I just want to get to work and back without getting shot. I'm fine. If I just wade through the trash and humanity, I'll be fine. But there's a lot of, I don't think society's crumbling, but there's a growing population of sort of screwed up people who are more apt to act out.
Yeah, okay.
And they can be found via the internet. And these are the people that are attracted to the internet oftentimes. These are lonely people. These are people that have social problems. They're not the captain of the football team. They're not the head of the cheerleading squad. They're attracted to the internet. And I have friends I talk to about this where they spend time on the internet and they're meeting all kinds of people. And if you got your own car and you got a job and you got a few bucks in your wallet and you're on that thing and you got a good rap, I mean, you can stay busy.
I bet Michael's with the man.
Okay.
Says, by the way,
Michael?
Yeah.
What percentage of the folks that you're with are men?
I don't know about. Lately, about 75% to 80%.
See, right. There you go.
Let's see, 85% to 90%.
Yeah. But see, I mean...
Yeah, dude, it's right.
I have, really good...
You're just going and banging you. You're just having sex with a bunch of guys whose uncle and cousin got hold of them when they were 12.
Exactly.
And it's one big sort of circle of life.
Yikes.
It's great. Don't think about that when you're getting a BJ, though. It'll kill your erection.
Well... Maybe that'll help.
All right, listen. Don't get any of these guys pregnant. What?
I'm seriously, I know that I've never had any sexually transmitted disease.
Aren't you worried about getting HIV?
I am, but there's that sexual drive that just keeps...
Okay, listen, Michael. Listen to me, you goofball. You go to SA.
SA, Sexual Anonymous.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sex addict.
That's right, SA. All right? That's it. Go there and move out of that house.
I've looked for...
I'm done talking to you. Go to SA and move out of that Pomeranian hellhole. At least the guy's sort of gregarious about
jocular.
The whole. Sort of jocular about the whole. My cousin, Melissa. And his older brother held me down, and I was violated. And sodomy. Yeah, those were the days. The old molestation days with the cousins, yeah. You see what you people turn other people into?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is what happens. It doesn't happen once you get a little bit older and the cement in your brain dries, like mine. Mine has become petrified now. Nothing can penetrate it. Even actual bits of useful information cannot permeate my skull.
Oh, kryptonite.
But when you're, yes, but spent uranium could not make it. It's not hard enough to impregnate my skull. But when you're 10 and you're 9 and you're 5 and you're 11 and that uncle gives you a little goose in after a few Sixers of Pabst's Tall Boys, pow, locked in. Then it becomes frozen and it can't get out. Aha! See, nothing can get in, but for our caller, nothing can get out. That's heavy, Drew. Write that down. James Marsters is our guest tonight, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We'll be back after this.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, everybody. He plays Spike the Vampire.
The second best show on television.
That's right. Right? Just behind the man show. WB, everyone, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Drew, who are all the good-looking people in that next room? It's really an attractive group in there. Who is that?
Nobody you know.
I know, but what are they? Are
these
they
with
the with
DrCoop.com?
What'd you guys do? Go out boozing? Go out eating tonight?
It's people that either put that deal together or actually from that company, and now DrDrew.com is a part of DrCoop.
Wow, what are they? Do they work, these people? I mean, they're good looking. They shouldn't be working. They're like working an office in a movie. You know, like in TV series,
actually,
they have good-looking people working.
Most of them are ballistic experts.
That's right. Which one of you chicks is the explosives? The explosives, and who throws the knives? I see. And, hold on. You can't have two. You know, it is funny. They never have two people that are pretty good with knives.
One is all you need.
One is good with knives. One's the ballistics expert. The other is the, now the new edition is now the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Can hack in any system, right? Which one of you hacks in any system? Over here in the middle, and who's the sexy, super sexy one who kind of never actually has sex? But
the psychologist.
Ooh, the psychologist with the hair in the bun and the glasses were really really hot, short skirts with the slit up the side. Yeah, and then the martial arts expert. They're all there. All right. Well, that is a very attractive bunch, Drew. You were smart to jump ship at Drew.com and get in with the good-looking people over at Coop.com. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
See Everett Coop?
Mm-hmm.
I
he
like
a babe when he sees one, that guy.
I like See Everett Coop because he looks like the guy who's on the cover of that Kansas album. You remember that?
It's Captain Ahab.
Is that Captain Ahab? Yeah, ever see that Kansas album from, like, the early 80s? The guy with the beard and no mustache? I can't think of it. Oh, Drew, I'm looking at you. You don't know Steve Largent as you retard. Maria?
Uh-huh?
Never seen The Shining. You understand Drew's never seen The Shining?
Come on, it's Kubrick.
He didn't never... Uh-huh. Do you know who Kubrick is, sir?
I know.
Okay, good. Maria?
Yeah?
You're 17. What's up?
I'm 16. I work at a restaurant. Fairly small restaurant.
Strike one.
Yeah.
We get a lot of I work at restaurants or grocery store calls.
What restaurant?
It's not a chain of any
sort. I see.
Actually, two brothers founded it about 4 years ago. And one of the brothers has become a good friend of mine.
So the owner is hitting on you?
Basically.
How old is he?
He's 27.
Yeah.
27. You're 16.
Right. That is not right.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I was going on a little jag about chefs getting a lot of tail, and for some reason women looking at chefs as if they were some sort of celebrity. Restaurant owners are amongst the slimiest guys on the planet.
Yeah.
Yes, restaurateurs, if they're not gay, are slimy.
They're the people who have flunked out of every other management program in the world.
10% of restaurant owners that aren't gay are slime balls.
No,
I don't trust these guys.
It's not the restaurant.
And the managers.
The managers, and not of nice restaurants. We're talking about just...
No, nice too. Nice.
Adam, did you wait tables like me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
James, bad managers, horrible, bad restaurant owners, horrible people.
You did. McDonald's.
I gave a sweep and a mop of the dining area.
That is just part of that food chain of restaurants.
Time to clean. Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I was smart. I waited tables at a restaurant where you're forbidden for tipping. That was my genius when I was 16. Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having sex with him?
No.
No, don't.
So what's your question?
I think this is sexual harassment. I think you should report the guy.
No, it's his restaurant.
No, because... I'm not the only one, but... I mean, he definitely has focus on me, but I...
Why would he pick you? What makes you a good victim?
She's good looking. That's why I picked her.
Victim.
Well, I wish.
Are you good looking?
He seems to think so.
Wait. What about victim?
I don't know why you picked me.
You ever raped or molested?
No.
Would you like to be? No. And, all right, so you're not going. See, we know. See, Drew, wait a minute. She couldn't have been raped or molested because she's not going for it.
Right, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Maria, you're fine.
But I'm just wondering, because there definitely is an attraction there, and I don't know why I am attracted to him at all.
Well, he's got that leather members-only jacket. He drives that IROC. He gets to call he's the guy who makes uses the Marks a Lot board and does the special.
No.
Writes a special with a little picture of the crab in the corner.
It's the
starfish.
Authority, that's what's...
Yeah, it's the power. He's the alpha male over there. He decides you're going with the bouillabaisse instead of the gazpacho.
No, he knows nothing about cooking. He's the bartender.
I see.
I'm just wondering, he's always saying, he's definitely like... I wouldn't say kept his distance, but he has refrained from crossing the line.
All right. You'd like him to cross the line, though?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, what do you want?
He's always saying, when I'm 18.
Oh, great. So what's the question for us?
I'm wondering, should I pursue this when I'm 18?
You won't be so interested when you're 18.
Yeah, just tell her yes.
Years ago.
Yes. A year and 9 months from now, I want you to go balls out for this guy.
He'll be 30.
That'll be great. He'll be married. Hey, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I understand you thinking this way. Everyone thought this way when they're 16, but when you get to be old like us and you look back on it, you realize it is comical. It really is. It's almost retarded in its logic. You'll be in love with some guy in a month and a half from now.
I wish.
Believe me. Well, now, what's up with you? Why don't you have guys your own age?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Well, you're very mature. I can tell you that.
Huh?
You're probably too old for your average 16, 17-year-old.
Yeah, I am. That is my problem. I know that.
But listen, what's wrong with dating an idiot? Guys do it all the time. Can't you find a good-looking guy who's not so smart and just hang with him?
I can't. I can't find a guy, period. I have never had a boyfriend, ever.
Why?
What's up?
I don't know. I'm 6 foot tall. And I think that's very intimidating for some people.
Yeah. What are you coming in at?
Hmm?
What weight? Cruiser, light, heavyweight?
135 is like chunky.
Chunky? No.
135.
135, 6 foot. So you're too good looking, too tall for men?
I don't know.
All right, let me hold on a second.
A friend needs to refer her for modeling.
Yeah. Let me explain something, y'all. I've used this example before, and I'm going to use it again. The women... never have this angle. I'm too good looking to date. Women are intimidated. Although I may start adopting.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Why don't I date? Frankly, I'm too hot. Women are intimidated. I'm over 6 foot. I'm broad at the shoulder and shoulder, narrow at the hip, and I have very silky skin. Your touch. See that? So women are intimidated. But women do use this once in a while, which is they're too hot to date. Men are scared to talk to them. And I say it like this. I use this example. If you put an ad in the paper that says 1999 turbo Porsche, cobalt blue, 5,000 miles, mint condition, never driven in the rain, always garage, all records, owned by one doctor, $100. There's a certain amount of people who wouldn't even pick up the phone because there's got to be a joke. This is a goof. That's 10%. Everyone else is diving on the phone trying to get that turbo Porsche for $100. And that's what I say about these 6 foot super women that are too good looking to date. Yes, there is a certain percentage of men who will not come up and talk to you. Mm-hmm. The same guys who wouldn't pick up the phone to get that turbo Porsche. Everyone else is on top of you, just like the guys who are. You think you're not going to get a phone call? You put a turbo Porsche in for $100. Believe me, the phone's ringing. And if you're a super good looking chick, the phone's ringing. Because let me just do the math for you. If you're moderately good looking and you're getting asked out on dates, and you're better looking than moderate, and then you're super good looking, that's how it goes up. Believe me.
Yeah, but for 16-year-olds,
I don't
care. 16-year-olds, they can't.
Doesn't matter. 6 foot tall. Hot looking guys are asking out. And if they're not, it's something that you're doing. It's not about you being intimidating. All right? It's something with your attitude.
Right.
Okay. Jennifer?
Yeah?
I love it when guys do that. In a year and 11 months, I'm going to be banging the bejesus out of you. On your birthday. I'll just take the cake, slide it right off the table, and start banging you. Jennifer, you're 17. What's up?
I had a question for James.
Here he is.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering whether you prefer performing on stage or on camera better.
They're very different, you know. I think probably performing on stage is a lot funner because you're kind of in control of the whole story, you know. Yeah, it doesn't matter if the producer is dead, frankly, as long as the audience is there. I love the producers on the show, but when you're doing film, you're more like a building block for someone else to tell a story.
And also, I wanted to.
But they make you look a lot cuter on film, so you know you got that.
And I also want to say you're great, you're awesome. I watch Buffy every week, and it's just.
Thank you.
I'm actually talking to you.
Oh, sweet. You know what? There's 200 people working on Buffy, and all 200 of them are making me look cool, though.
Yeah.
I'm a big goof in real life.
No, he's not. He's super cool.
Thank you.
Did you see the house on Haunted Hill, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it mainly because I saw the old one. I want to see how they did the new one. Just to compare.
I saw the house on Haunted Hill, and I liked it, but I was a little bit frustrated because I and the guy I watched it with, we're both stoned, by the way. But at the end, we both looked at each other and said, it's not the house on Haunted Hill, it's the Haunted Hill on, it's the haunted house on the hill.
Yeah.
The hill is not haunted. You see what I'm saying? It's the house that is haunted.
The haunted house on the weird hill.
Yes, the haunted house on the steep hill is what I would have called it more accurately. We're both upset. We started to compose a letter, and then we decided to eat more.
I think the focus groups reacted well to steep hill. It just didn't have anything.
The extremely haunted house and the very steep hill. No? We'll go with plan B.
No, just get back to your pork rinds.
No, I wasn't here. You know, I ate candy. You know, they sell candy at the Blockbuster.
Oh.
You know, which is scary.
Junior Mints.
And not the small sizes either.
No.
But for the big, it's just brutal.
No.
It's brutal.
They have, like, you know, Junior Hesher and then Super Stoner and then the Scopoli tray, which I had to borrow a pallet jack to get a Hershey's block out of that.
What happened to the days?
Get the thing up and drag it. And thank God I was driving the truck with the hitch on it. I was able to tow it back to the house.
What happened to the days when you buy candy at the movie theaters and be like six Jujubes?
Yeah, no.
Four Junior Mints.
Everything's jumbo now.
Ultra jumbo. Like,
yeah, it's jumbo, but the candy now has more air in it, so it's not quite as bad. Everything has this sort of flaky pastry center with a lot of air, so you get the impression of a big block, but it's a lot of air in there. Yeah, I missed Drew. Did you smuggle and James? Do you remember smuggling candy into the movie theater as a kid?
Oh,
did you
yeah.
get into that?
Oh, yeah.
Drew, you
yeah.
get into that?
Well, I've smuggled popcorn as an adult.
Oh,
but that's
popcorn.
Just poverty. Yeah.
Popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
Unpopped? And a 70-foot extension cord into the... Really? Smuggling popcorn? That is low rent.
That's poor, man. It's like you got $2 in your pocket. You go to the second-rate movie theater, and you don't have anything else. You're $2, and you're out.
How do you get the popcorn in?
You just pretend you're fat. You just
stuff it.
Yeah.
Stuff it in there.
Right there, and just put your hand down your shirt every couple of
minutes. You didn't smuggle a drink in, like a 2-liter thing of Coke?
No, but can. And then trying to open the thing, waiting for the credits to get loud enough before... Yeah.
I like when guys are drinking in the back of the theater, and the bottle drops, and it just rolls. It just goes, I mean, like that Miller bottle just goes all the way. For some reason, guys who drink sit in the back, and they need more roll on their bottle or something. Or maybe we don't know about the guys who drink in the front because there's no bottle roll. But then that thing will go, and it just keep going all the way down. Yeah, I used to go to the liquor store and stock up on the candy and smuggle it in. There was something very gratifying about beating the system that way. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. James Marsters is here from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Dr. Drew is here from Pasadena. I'm going to go socialize with Drew's good-looking friends. What do you say, Drew?
There you go. I'll introduce you.
All right, we'll be back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yeah, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number. Oh, forget about it. I'm just trying to kill time. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He plays a vampire spike. WB Tuesday nights at 8:00. We've cleared up that controversy. Drew,
yep.
Ready to go?
Ready.
Get back on the phones. Talk to Jason. Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question. It's about blue balls. Mm. And is it like a normal, common thing, or?
Yes.
Okay. And since Dr. Drew, I guess, is a urologist, right?
No. I'm an internist. What's the question exactly?
What actually causes it?
It's congestion. It's thought to be blood and lymphatic congestion of that area.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The real... You know, I mean, the layman's is, you know, it's when the bitches ain't putting out, right? And that's what Drew just wrote down on a scratch pad.
You get a lot of pain?
Yeah, it's usually a dull, nauseating pain that actually is kind of actually incapacitating.
Yeah.
I just...
Wait a minute. How often do you have this?
Last year, I was dating a girl, and she, if she had finally let me have sex with her, but... She didn't want it that way, so I wasn't pushing it.
All right, but what about some, I'm looking for the word here. Some alternatives. Yeah, some imaginative alternatives, such like a hand job or blow job. Something ends with job, rim job. Hey, by the way, when you're having sex and you're getting something that has job in it, that's good.
That's really good, yeah.
Put me down for whatever has job.
Work
the end of it. I like the idea of the work being associated with the sex.
That's the only time, Adam, I think the word job makes you feel good.
Right.
Okay, so is there any way to avoid this other than...
Masturbation.
Release.
Getting off. Okay, I haven't had that problem lately because I'm meeting some more easily. Girls are easier to take to bed.
Good for you.
I was just kind of wondering.
Yeah,
congestion.
Well, listen, here's what it is. It's not a good idea to interrupt the cycle or process
of release
in any facet of biology. I figured this out. Meaning, if you have to sneeze, you should sneeze.
Yes.
You shouldn't grab your nose at the last second. You'll blow your nuts will explode, right?
Every damn time.
Whatever,
I hate that.
Whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's vomit or sneeze or ejaculate or take a leak or take a dump, whatever it is, you should do it. And if you don't do it, you're liable to hurt something.
Yes.
And this is sort of a slower process, the ejaculation, but it's sort of the same thing, and same theories apply, which is your area says, hey, we're going, boys. And
well, that's what the wet dream is for, isn't it? We're jumping. We don't care what you're going to do. We're going.
But that's a little different, and that's more of a build-up over time.
I went to wet dream way before Blue Balls. Tonight, I've learned that it actually exists. I thought it was just something.
Blue Balls? Yeah.
Yeah, some people.
Well, what it is you make out with someone for 5 hours, but you never get that release, and you don't know about that because you're a celebrity and you play the guitar, so you insist on the orgasm before the date with the young lady, and they usually go along with that. But if you weren't on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and you didn't play the guitar...
Yeah, next year,
you'll have to join our ranks where you don't have that release until you can get home and get it yourself. And, by the way, you know the date's going bad when you're thinking, I can't wait to get home and jack off. Oh, man. Come on, let's wrap this up so I can get home and get at my stuff. This could be great. And you like, look down at your junk. You go to the bathroom and think, hey, I'm sorry, brother. I know it's 4.5 hours. I know it's long for me, too. We'll be home soon.
I'll make it up to you, honey.
Yeah. You can sleep in the car.
Did you beat off?
Esme?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Recently, I had 4 members of my family murdered. And I just wanted to know, like, how do I deal with things? Like, I'm playing sports. Obviously, I'm still in college. And I just, like, sometimes I just don't want to get up. I don't want to...
What happened?
It was my sister and my sister's boyfriend. I don't know, one night they just decided... They thought that my parents were going to divorce each other. And it ended up to be that they tried staging a burglary, but I guess it got out of control, and they ended up killing my dad, my 2 brothers, and my sister.
Who did?
My sister's boyfriend. It goes into detail. Like, my sister's boyfriend told my, Laura, please, told my sister's boyfriend told my sister to wait in the bathroom, and he said that he was going to just get a tie up everyone, and everything was not supposed to happen the way it did, but it ended up going the way it did.
I mean, there's something very wrong with this story, first of all. Whatever really happened is not what you're being told.
Really? Why not?
They pretended to have a burglary? They thought they were going to get a divorce?
Yeah, she supposedly...
I mean, please.
That's retarded. And imagine... I'm thinking... I don't want to make a lie of this, but if you're the dad and you realize the sister's boyfriend is about to kill you, you're like, your last thought has to be, you are so grounded. you know what I mean? I mean, like, you are grounded for a million years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You thought you putting a dent in the Buick was grounding? Yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet. Boyfriend killing me? Huge. You'll never get out of your room. Something is gone. Something is missing from this story.
The story is completely wrong. Whatever it is.
If you guys don't think I'm like...
No, we believe you. It's just you're not being told the truth.
Drug addict?
This is what the detectives are telling me, and I woke up, in the middle of like, everything. I saw my dad before he died.
Oh, my God.
Well, where were you? In the house?
Yeah, it so happened that because my door was closed, I was fortunate enough. My sister... Me and my sister, the only ones, well, plus my mom, who was stabbed, but somehow, like, made it.
Is he doing speed or something? Was this guy doing speed?
No.
Oh, come on. He has to.
No drugs?
They told us they weren't doing anything. I'm pretty sure that my sister was saying, I don't know what her problem was. And the thing is, like, supposedly the reason why we didn't hear no screams is because they put tape over that everyone's mouth, because it was in the middle of the night.
Okay, yeah, but let me ask a few questions here.
The drug thing.
Your sister, why over a divorce? Why would you rob...
They weren't divorced. She thought they were, just because, like, supposedly my dad made comments.
Okay, that's different now. He thought they were going to get divorced, so he killed everyone.
She was just scared, supposedly, and...
I know. Listen, I know they weren't divorced. Why would...
What is a divorce?
Why would you kill people over a divorce, and why would your... sister's boyfriend care that your parents were getting divorced?
I have no idea.
That's what's weird.
What's going on here? I mean, you can grieve, and I'm sorry for what's happened and all that.
But they're not talking.
But there's something. There's big pieces missing from this puzzle.
Here's the SB. Have you taken advantage of victims of violent crimes or anything like that?
Yeah, that's how it happened. Like, it happened on July 21st.
So we already have everything paid for and everything. We've got that, and, like, I'm seeing, like, a therapist and everything.
All right, great, because you're going to have a post-traumatic stress disorder from this. And
yeah.
Did you say you were stabbed?
No, my mom was.
And your mom was not killed, though?
No.
Just your father and three siblings?
Yeah.
Just.
I mean, just, but I mean, yeah, I didn't mean to say just, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
only.
And didn't, now what about... Okay.
Let's just forget.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just stay with helping her.
We're going to get divorced.
Listen, are you on any medication?
Taking Celexa.
Is it helping?
Not really.
You got to get back to the psychiatrist, whoever's prescribing, because this needs to be dealt with regularly and carefully, and you have to have lots of follow-up.
I see him every week on Wednesday.
Is that a therapist or psychiatrist?
Psychiatrist. And it just is not working.
And you tell
it? I'm playing basketball, too, and I'm, like, keeping up.
It's amazing you're doing as well as you are, SP. It's amazing. And
yeah.
Listen, don't look so much at the negative now. Look at the fact that you're able to be at school. You're able to function. You're feeling okay. You survived. There's just a ton.
Well, and
it's going to take a long time to even be remotely near normal.
And look at the fact that you were spared as some sort of message or mission. I mean, I don't want to get too philosophical about the whole thing, but... You were spared. You have your life, and you can still have a good life and do good work and have your own family and sort of live on
as they would want you to
live on.
And listen, be clear with a psychiatrist about the fact that your symptoms are not well controlled.
Right.
I'm not sure you're really telling them that.
Let's take a nice break. And have a cry and a hug, and we'll be back after this.
Hello, this is your radio. Radio. Love Line will be right back.
All right. We done doing the armchair detective work in here?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's awful.
Very depressing. All right, James Marsters, everybody. I don't know. I'm too depressed to even plug it. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, WB. Thanks, James.
You're welcome, Mr. Good.
Good seeing you. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Do you really think society's crumbling?
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Fingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.